We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is Sierra the Triceratops.
Roar!
Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for prehistoric bedtimes and adventurous dreams. You can listen to a sweet story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight we will meet Sierra the Triceratops.
Roar!
Sierra is a little dinosaur explorer. With the help of her mother, this little Triceratops will explore Gemstone Mountain in search of ancient dinosaur artifacts. Perhaps Sierra will discover clues to the lost dinosaur world. Let's begin our prehistoric story now. Sierra the Triceratops. Sierra the Triceratops woke up from a long night of restful slumber. She rolled out of her leafy bed and slowly crawled out of her dinosaur den.
Ah, what a lovely sunny morning. I can't wait to start my day.
She stretched her dinosaur head out long and looked around.
Aha! There's my mama with some tasty-looking breakfast.
Sierra's mother strolled up the hill carrying a posy of sweet edible flowers and berries.
Good morning, Sierra. How did you sleep?
Very well, Mama. And now I'm hankering for a tasty breakfast. Chomp, chomp, yummy berries.
Mama Triceratops chuckled.
I thought we could do some mountain exploring today. Maybe you can add some fossils to your collection.
Dino-mite! I love excavating for artifacts. Let's go!
Finish your breakfast first.
Okay. I want to grow big and strong just like you, Mama. Chomp, chomp, chomp!
Little Sierra scarfed down the rest of her breakfast. Then she and her mother packed their hiking and archaeology equipment for a day of exploration. Together, the two dinosaurs walked up the winding path towards Gemstone Mountain. First, they came across a bubbling mountain stream.
Here, Sierra, take this magnet and hold it above the water.
Okay, Mama.
Sierra hovered the heavy magnet just over the surface of the babbling brook. All of a sudden, a metamorphic rock rose from the water and stuck to the end of her magnet.
What a beauty!
Sure is! This sparkling rock will be perfect for my collection. I wonder what else I can find.
Why don't you collect some sediment by the shore of the brook?
All righty. This looks like some interesting sludge.
Mama Triceratops pulled a sorting screen from her pack.
Place the sediment on here, Sierra. We will shake the screen and let all of the small particles fall through the holes. Then we will examine the remnants.
Okay.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, shake!
Look, Mama, a fossil!
You're right. It's a fossil of an ancient nautilus shell. What a rare find. Dynamite job, my little dino discoverer.
Thanks, Mama. Now let's explore more parts of the mountain.
The two Triceratops trekked further up this steep hill. Next, they came to a rock wall. Sierra examined the wall closely with her magnifying glass. There was an odd spike sticking out of the side of the rock wall.
What on earth is this?
I'm not sure. Let me fetch my giant tweezers to pull it out of the wall.
Mama Triceratops yanked at the spike with all of her might. Then...
Hooray! You got it loose! What is it?
Why, it's a thagomizer.
A thagomizer? What's a thagomizer?
It's the spike from the tail of a stegosaurus.
Oh, wow. Those are the extinct dinosaurs from a long time ago, right, Mama?
You are correct, my pint-sized paleontologist. A long time ago, a big stegosaurus must have been walking down this very same path.
Oh, yeah, and it was probably swinging its big tail back and forth. Then it must have gotten one of its tail spikes stuck in the side of this rock wall.
I think that's a very probable possibility.
It's like we're walking through prehistory. I can't wait to do some more exploring.
Sierra and Mama Triceratops skipped ahead. Soon, they came to a cave.
Gee, I wonder what's in there.
Mama Triceratops roared into the cave.
Echo!
Ha ha, your voice bounced back.
Now you try, Sierra.
Okay, I'm gonna roar like a T-Rex.
That echo was roarsome. Now let's put on our headlamps and take a look inside.
The two dinosaurs crawled into the cave. There were long, sparkling mineral formations jutting up from the ground and hanging from the cave ceiling.
Look, Sierra, these are stalactites and stalagmites. They are made when drops of water leave behind teeny tiny mineral deposits. They start out very small and then grow bigger and bigger. These stalagmites and stalactites are quite large. They look to be over 100,000 years old.
How remarkable! Hey, looky over here, Mama! I see some drawings on the side of the cave wall. Look! The pictures are glowing!
That's because they were drawn with phosphorescent pigments. Whoever drew these remarkable drawings used special stones of bright green, purple, and blue to sketch their artwork.
Speaking of sketches, I want to doodle some of these drawings down in my notebook so I don't forget what they look like.
Sierra pulled out her notebook and dino crayons. She examined the cave drawings closely.
Here we have a picture of a tropical dinosaur island. There are dinosaurs swimming underwater and others flying in the sky. I see a tall dinosaur with a long neck eating fruits from a tall tree. I've never seen these dinosaurs before, Mama. Is this tropical paradise a real place?
Sierra's mother smiled.
Well, there's an old dino legend. I'll tell you about it later. But first, we better be getting home. It's getting late, little one.
Sierra and her mother crawled out of the cave. They trekked down the mountain trail and stopped for a quick bite of leafy greens before making their way back home to their dino den.
Now brush your teeth and get ready for bed.
Sierra brushed all 800 of her teeth, then snuggled up next to her mother.
Now, will you tell me more about the cave drawings?
Yes, my dear. You see, dino legend has it that a long, long, long time ago, ancient dinosaurs roamed a tropical island paradise. There was lush greenery, soft sandy beaches, and crystal clear waters. Dinosaurs, big and small, lived side by side in harmony. Swimming dinosaurs called Stenopterygius had powerful fins and would leap out of the water. Brachiosauruses would pick fruits from tall trees and trade them with Stegosaurus, who would dig for tasty root treasures. Rhamphorhynchus would fly high in the sky and sing lovely dino music. Then one day, the ancient dinosaurs and the lovely island paradise disappeared.
Where did it go?
No one really knows. Some say the island sunk into the ocean. Others think it's somewhere up in the clouds. Today, dinosaur explorers still look all over the world for traces of this dino paradise. Maybe someday you will find the lost dinosaur land.
Oh, golly, do you really think so, Mama?
Why, a brave little dinosaur explorer like you? Absolutely.
Hooray! I can't wait to go out and search for more clues.
I know you're excited, but for now, it's time to go to bed.
Okay. Good night, Mama.
Good night, my pint-sized paleontologist.
After her mother left the room, Sierra turned on her headlamp and pulled out her backpack. She marveled over her findings from a day full of discoveries. Sierra looked at the magnetic metamorphic rock, the nautilus shell fossil, and the thagomizer spike from the ancient Stegosaurus.
These are all clues that will help me solve the puzzle.
She pulled out her notebook and gazed at the sketches she drew of the cave drawings. Sierra smiled.
One day I will grow up and find the lost dinosaur land.
She turned off her headlamp and closed her eyes. Sierra the Triceratops fell fast asleep, dreaming of a beautiful dinosaur paradise. The End. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. You can purchase my original children's books and other spectacular gear like stickers, apparel, and notebooks at storyspectacular.com/shop. It's a great way to show your support and help keep this spectacular show on the air. If you enjoyed this dinosaur tale, tell your other explore-loving friends. Together, we can go on even more dreamy dinosaur adventures, too.
Sleepy Time Tales.